Pesachim, Per Gimel Mishnah Hay, 3-5. We said up to now that if you leave dough for 18 minutes or 24 minutes, the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, so then if you are not agitating it, then for sure it's become chametz. But if things are warmer, it's very possible that the dough became leavened and chametz sooner than that. So when we have physical indications that the bread has begun to leaven, then already it's too late. Our mission will set forth different levels of the leavening process, if you will, where things have just started, and then maybe they could still be, the bread could still be either permitted to eat, or at least not forbidden under penalty of karas, etc. So we have two basic stages here by name in the Mishnah. One is called Seor, or Seor, and that means it's, you know, partially leavened. That stage, I'll call it stage one. And then you have a second stage that's called Siduk. Siduk means cracked, literally, has crevices, and that's really stage two. We're going to say that Siur, that first stage, is not yet chametz proper, whereas Siduk is. But what defines Seor versus Siduk will be machlokas. And one important point of clarification. We spoke about Seor with the Shva. Seor being the leavening agent, that sourdough which is used to make other doughs rise, the source of the yeast. So the Seor of the Pasuk with the Shva is like chametz gomor. It's completely chametz, and one who ate it would suffer penalty of karas, etc. One has to destroy it for sure. This word Seor or Seor is totally different. It's something totally different. We're referring to dough not that's super duper leavened and beginning to spoil, but rather dough that's just starting to leaven and therefore actually is not usher yet midoraisa. So the Mishnah says Seor, when it comes to the Seor, Yisaref, one must burn it before Pesach comes in. V'ha'och lo pater, but if one eats it, he's pater, meaning he is not liable to karas or even to malchus. So the obligation here to destroy it before Pesach comes in is because this Seor has the status of chametz nuksha, which is on the beginning of the perek. It's incompletely leavened, and therefore it's actually machlokas if it's the rice, the rabbanon, to get rid of it, to burn it. But either way, there's certainly an obligation to get rid of it, but if you do eat it, it's not yet chametz gomer, so you'll not be liable. That's stage one, Seor. Stage two is Siduk. It gets cracks, and at that point, Yisaref. It must be burned. V'ha'och l'chayev karas, since it's now considered to be chametz proper. So if one ate dough that reached the point of Siduk, by the time it was baked in the oven, when he eats that, it's considered to be chametz gomer, and therefore it'll be liable to karas. Now, we have to define these terms. So, Ezu Seor, what constitutes Seor? So, the first sheet of Rabbi Yehuda says, Kekarne Chagavim, it resembles the antenna of a grasshopper. So, those are two tiny little, you know, insect antenna, are tiny. Those are cracks that are appearing on the surface of the dough. So, because it's starting to leaven, it's beginning to crack. And like the same as the Karne Chagavim, the grasshopper antenna, they are not only tiny, but they're also not connected. Like they're like almost like, I'll call them parallel lines, if you will. The Karne Chagavim, those antennae are going in different directions. They're not touching each other. So when the little tiny cracks are emerging and they're not connected one to the next, that's called Seor, and that's where it's chametz nuksha, and you can't have it, you have to destroy it, but if you eat it, you'll be pater, says Rabbi Yehuda. Siduk, that second phase, where it is chametz proper, when it's got cracks, Shinis arvut stakav zebezet, when those cracks begin to grow and they connect one to the other, so now you have connected cracks, at that point it's chametz gomor, de Rabbi Yehuda, and at that point it would be chayv karas if you ate it. The chacham omrim, zebezet ha'ochlo chayv karas, they say no. Whether it's got cracks the size of diverging tiny cracks like grasshopper antennae, or whether it's connected cracks, it's all the same. That shows it's begun to leaven. Cracks mean leavening, and therefore you'd be chayv karas, say the chachamim. Their general principle is, ein lecha kol sedek v'sedek milamala, she'ein lo kametz taka milamata. It's like the tip of the iceberg. If you see just a few cracks on top, even like karne chagavim, cracks beneath the surface inside the dough, there's tons of little cracks appearing, and it's leavening proper. So therefore, if already tiny non-connected cracks are stage two and chametz gomor, the ezuhu seor, When is the stage one according to the Chum, where you have to get rid of it, but if you eat it, you'll be pater? Kol shehichsifu panav ka'adam sha'amdu sarosav. It's anyone who literally means its face is embarrassed. I will translate it as in like the famous expression from the Zohar, Nahama de chisufa, if you're familiar with that expression, Nahama de chisufa, the bread of shame, whatever that's referring to. So this is like the ashamed dough. But here it refers to someone actually who's a person whose hair stands on end, ka'adam sha'amdu sarosav. That means a person who is, you know, if you go pallid, you go white with fright. So when all the color drains out of your face because of your fear, so you kind of become blanched and pale, and that's what happens to the dough. When the dough yet hasn't begun to crack, but it's changed color to go that pallid, more white color, that's already indication that the chametz process is just beginning. That's called the chametz nuksha, and that's where you have to get rid of it, but if you don't get rid of it, then if you eat it, I should say, you'll still be putter from the doraisas. Now, the halacha is like the chachamim, so therefore we say, if it's 18 minutes, we poskin for sure it's chametz. Less than that, even the tiniest cracks tell you that it's now chametz and has to be burned under penalty of karas. If it even starts to get white, it has to be burned as chametz nuksha, but if one ate it, it's not an isur doraisa.